This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Most classes resumed at Eagle Crest High School in Aurora today. The district closed the school Wednesday to investigate a special ed teacher's death from bacterial meningitis last weekend. A second teacher at the school also died the same weekend, but the cause is unconfirmed. Cherry Creek Schools administrators say the school's special education wing will be closed the rest of this week so the local health department can complete contact tracing efforts. High energy bills brought a coalition of progressive groups to the Capitol Wednesday. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, they called on lawmakers to ease costs for ratepayers.
What do we want?
Action! The event included many Xcel Energy customers. That includes Breckenridge resident Patty McLaughlin. She says her heating costs nearly tripled this winter.
My bill in February was $942. I think that's kind of outrageous with somebody that lives on a fixed income.
Democratic lawmakers have organized a committee to investigate high energy bills. At the rally, some representatives said they'll soon unveil legislation to crack down on utility lobbying and protect ratepayers from sudden swings in natural gas prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado financial institutions are in line for more than $30 million in grants from the federal government. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The money is part of $1.7 billion going to community lenders across the U.S. The aid is aimed at helping low and moderate income areas that are still struggling to recover from the pandemic. In Colorado, the grants will be divvied up between 9 organizations. The Denver-based Colorado Enterprise Fund is getting the most money. Lenders in Commerce City, Aurora, Alamosa, Loveland, Montrose, and Longmont are also getting grants. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.